It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Thursday, April 11th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. A Cresco man will serve up to 15 years in prison after he was convicted this week on multiple counts of burglarizing and stealing vehicles across northeast Iowa. In late February, the Winnesee County Sheriff's Office asked for the public's help in locating 25-year-old Brandon Kimber on warrants for violation of parole and probation, burglary of a motor vehicle, and possession of burglar tools. On March 6th, Decorah police spotted Kimber in a stolen vehicle, but he got away. A day later, Kimber was apprehended by the Fayette County Sheriff's Office after he was found hiding in a trailer north of Claremont. According to criminal complaints, Kimber stole a vehicle in Decorah on February 16th and another on February 17th, with both recovered in Postville, where the Allamaquis County Sheriff's Office said he also stole a vehicle on February 4th. Kimber was scheduled for trial next month, but Tuesday he agreed to plead guilty in both Winnesee and Allamaquis counties. His convictions include third-degree burglary of a vehicle, two counts of eluding, and three counts of second-degree theft of a motor vehicle, all Class D felonies as a habitual offender. Kimber was also convicted for possession of burglar tools and aggravated misdemeanor. Kimber has been sentenced to serve up to 15 years in prison concurrently for all counts in both counties, with credit for time already served. He must serve at least 3 years in prison before becoming eligible for parole. He will also lose his right to vote and will be prohibited from possession of any firearm. Court records showed Kimber already had a lengthy list of criminal convictions prior to his latest illegal activities, including assault, second and third degree theft, second and third degree burglary, drug possession, OWI, and three times for operating a vehicle without owner's consent, all between 2018 and 2023. The Iowa DOT says progress is being made on repairs to the Mississippi River Bridge at Lansing that was closed on February 25th.
We had two piers that we had to replace. Both of those piers have been reconstructed and are ready for the bridge to be reset on top of them. And we've got two out of the four bridge spans, the bridge deck that has to be replaced. Those are now reset on top of those piers that have been reconstructed.
That's the DOT's Clayton Burke, who says good weather has allowed them to move work steadily forward.
After that's complete, they have a bunch of touch-up work to do. So there'll be, final tightening of the bolts that hold the bridge together and making sure that all the anchor rods and different pieces of that bridge are put in exactly the right place.
The final step is to have a structural engineer go over the bridge.
Once that structural inspection is complete and that expert has signed off that the bridge is safe to reopen, we will proceed with reopening it.
Burke says they hope to have the bridge reopened by the end of this month. Meanwhile, construction of the new Mississippi River Bridge at Lansing continues, with completion expected in late 2026. Starting July 1st, New Hampton High School baseball coach Corey McDonald will add activities director duties to his responsibilities. In February, current Chickasaw's AD Scott Frericks announced he would be stepping aside at the end of this school year to step back into the classroom full-time. He'll also continue to be the head football coach, a position he's held for 31 years. Last month, the school board approved the hiring of McDonald as Frericks' successor. McDonald will take over as the Northeast Iowa Conference marks its final year of existence with the 2024-25 school year. New Hampton will then join the Upper Iowa Conference, starting with the 25-26 school year.
For us old-timers, me included, that it's somewhat sad to see the Northeast Iowa Conference, fade away. But at the same time, that is it. That's a part of it, and that is a new conference, new competition, new relationships. And that's exciting for me. I know it's exciting for a lot of the other coaches, too.
However, McDonald, Chickasaw's baseball coach since 2009, adds that doesn't mean New Hampton will leave the NEIC completely behind.
We still have the opportunity, of course, to schedule the Decorahs, the Waverly Shell Rocks. I know in baseball we certainly will. Just the nature of the sport, you need to schedule the larger schools to see the kind of pitching that you're going to see when it's playoff time. I know there's other coaches, too, have talked about that as well. But it gives us the opportunity to compete against like-sized schools, like-sized opponents, but then allows that freedom and that flexibility to schedule those larger schools, like Charles Cities and the course and Waverly Shell Rocks.
In addition to overseeing Chickasaw's athletics, McDonald says he's also excited to supervise all the other activities involving their talent in high school students in music, fine arts, and speech. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley and eight other Senate Budget Committee Republicans are calling on Democratic Chairman Sheldon Whitehouse and majority committee members for more hearings focusing on fiscal matters. Grassley notes that during this Congress, the committee has convened 15 hearings on climate, but just three on the budget. During a question-and-answer session with about 75 employees at Zoetis in Charles City last week, Grassley was asked how long the country can sustain the increasing levels of national debt.
Any answer I give you, you aren't going to like, and I'm not going to like giving you the answer. But this is the best way for me to say it. As long as you or people elsewhere in the world have confidence in investing in treasury bills as a good investment, that's how long it can continue. Once that stops, we're going to have hyperinflation, because that's what happens when you don't get it done in a free market way of investing money in treasury bills.
Grassley added that the height of the national debt is alarming.
Over 50 years prior to 2010, national debt was about 35% of gross national product. It's up to as high as it's ever been now, including World War II, at about 101% of gross national product.
Grassley says he's in favor of a specific approach to controlling the national debt.
I think if you really want to have a sound fiscal policy, that you're going to have a federal constitution requiring a balanced budget. It's something I've had a chance to vote on at least three and maybe four times in the period of time I've been in the Congress. And it comes close to getting a two-thirds vote to get out to the states, but it never gets that. So we've never been successful at that. But that's what I support. And that's what I think we ought to do, and I'd vote for it again.
In lobbying for more budget hearings, Grassley said, our constituents deserve a budget committee that works diligently to find common ground on ways to put our nation on a sustainable fiscal path rather than preening for the cameras. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.